If you haven't listened to the DVDs back there, Testimonies of Miraculous Healing, and you haven't seen Frank and Terry Lugenheim's testimony about how when they brought their three sons to me the first time years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, the two younger boys had allergies and asthmas and everything else, and the oldest boy was about 9 or 10, and he had had problem with his legs, and they said within another 6 months or so, he's going to be an invalid and riding in a wheelchair the rest of his life. When she came to me and heard about the ministry, she said, I want you to pray for my children and get them healed. I said, well, Terry, it's not quite that simple. I said, there's a sin somewhere, and we got to find the sin. And she said, no. My husband works on staff for a church. We're okay. But I said, I just want you to pray and heal my boys. I said, I don't work like that. I don't care where your husband worked. There's a sin in y'all's life somewhere. I said, my first question is, how's your relationship between you and your husband? Do you love him? Well, I said, do you have unforgiveness toward him? Yes. I said, there's your problem. Your children are all sick because of you. That woman jumped up and she said, you telling me that my babies are sick because of me? I said, that's exactly what I'm telling you. She said, you're crazy. And she goes storming out of the church. I said, ma'am, you ask God. He'll tell you I'm right. Well, on the way home, she's talking to God, all right. God, that preacher you got down there, he's an idiot. He's telling me that my children are sick because of my sin. And the Lord says, Terry, he spoke to her. He said, Terry, did I tell you to submit to me? Well, yes, Lord. What does submit mean? Well, Lord, it means obey you. She said, did I tell you to submit to your husband? Lord, you mean I got to obey my husband? He said, Lord, I will never obey him. It'll be over his dead body. And he said, no, Terry, it'll be over your children's dead bodies. Do you know God knows how to get a mother's attention? So Terry come around. He said, you need to go back and see my son. He knows what he's talking about. So Terry turned around and came back, and we talked about this, and I told her what she had to do. I said, you have forgot to forgive your husband. Now see, Terry and Frank were older when they got married. I think Frank was like 30 or 35 or something like that when they got married. And when you take a bachelor that's been in college, and he's 35 years old, working on staff at a church, how many of you know a man 35 living by himself got a set way of doing things now? And now then you bring a lovely little woman into his house and she's got another way of doing things. Now you got a conflict. And since neither one of them know how to submit or to work or obey God like they're supposed to, well, right off the bat, I mean, first of all, she got pregnant and they had a baby. And of course, now they've been living without a baby. Now they got a baby. That throws a kink in everything. Now you're up all times of the day and night. And before all this is over, she had three children and had three miscarriages in 9 years. So I told her, I said, you already killed three of your children because of your unforgiveness. You've killed three. You got three more and they're all sick. One of them's going to be an invalid. I said, now you got to go home and you got to walk into your husband and tell him, Frank, I forgive you and I promise to submit to you and I'll do anything you tell me to do in Jesus' name. I said, will you do that? She said, after what God told me, I'll do it. See, she's a smart mother. When God says it's going to be over her children's dead body, she don't want her dead children, does she? So she goes home and repents and tells God, she's already told the Lord she's sorry. And then she goes home and 10 o'clock at night walked in and Frank was already in bed. You'll see it all on the testimony. Said she walks in and she said, Frank, we got to talk. And of course, Frank thought to himself, here it is. She's telling me she's ready for a divorce, and I'm certainly ready for a divorce. I've had it with this woman. She said, Frank, I'm sorry. I forgive you, and I will love you, and I will respect you. And he almost fell out of the bed. But guess what he did? It restored their marriage. She fell in line with God's word, and he fell in line with God's word. And they got into a love walk, and they brought they brought their children to me. I prayed for all three of them, and the two youngest ones with allergies and asthma, God healed them both instantly that day. And far as I know, to this day, neither one of those children in 5 or 6 years now have been back to a doctor for any kind of problem with allergies and asthmas. And before that, they were in the hospital or in the doctor's office every 2 or 3 or 4 weeks with doctor bills constantly. It kept them broke. See, their unforgiveness was keeping them broke and sick. And then, of course, a few months later, they were going to take that 10-year-old, 9 or 10-year-old back to have his legs checked. And on the way that morning to the hospital in Dallas, the Lord spoke to Terry and said, Terry, today you and Frank will be put to the test. Well, she told Frank what God told her, but she didn't know what it meant. So they get to the hospital and the doctor does the x-rays and he comes back out and says, I don't believe this. He said, look at this. Here's the x-rays before. Here's the x-rays today. Today, the leg now is operable. We can operate on it and maybe help it. And the little boy Mita said, Mom, if they can help my legs where I don't have to be in a wheelchair, please let them do the surgery. And then Frank thought, this is what God meant. We were going to be put to the test. See, you see this test? Now, what are you going to do? You're either going to trust the doctor now or you're going to trust God. So Frank said, no, we're going to trust God, son. We're not going to let them do the surgery. Well, he just cried and screamed, please, Daddy, let them do the surgery. I want to walk. He said, no, son, we're going to trust God. And we believe that you're going to walk and be normal again because we have got, Mom and I have got back into a love walk with each other. We're walking in love. Now we're trusting God for your healing. And within another 6 months, that boy was completely healed. Today he's 15 years old and he's never been in a wheelchair. Is God good? When you do it God's way, does it work? It works. Praise the Lord. It really does. But does he say here, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are as long as you do well? Now then, if you girls have not tried this, it might be a good time today. Or when you catch his sweet husband off at the side, you grab him and hug him and say, Lord, I love you. See what it does to him. It's amazing what does happen to a husband. I mean, even myself, and sometimes I know Cheryl's doing this just kidding, when she, especially after I teach on this like this, she may walk up to me this afternoon, hug me and say, my Lord, I sure do love you. You know, but she has no idea what kind of an impact that has on me because she's seeing me as the spiritual head of our family. And that's the way every man should feel, that he is the spiritual head, because that's the position God puts you in. Now, a lot of women try to run that thing, try to rule that, and when they do, they will never have a happy husband. But see, God's the one made the rules. I didn't make the rules, and you didn't make the rules. God is the one that said, wives, submit to your husbands in everything. Did he not? Well, just to tell you one last little part of this, right after Cheryl and I got married, 4, 5, 6 months, whatever it was, we went to bed one night and it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm laying there sound asleep and all of a sudden she nudged me and said, honey, you got to wake up and pray for me. I said, what's wrong with you? She said, I got an upset stomach. And said, my stomach is just burning. It's just killing me. I said, how long have you had it? She said, about 2 days. I said, why in the world did you wait till 2 o'clock in the morning to wake me up? Why didn't you tell me about it when it first started? She said, well, I've been praying for myself. Now, see, she's not been married in 24 years. So she's had to pray for herself. Up till now, she had no man that she had to be subject to, right? So it used to work when she prayed for herself, but now then it's not working. And she doesn't understand why. See, she come from a single woman to a married woman. And her whole world changed. Before, when she was a single woman, it was her direct to Jesus, to the Father, through Jesus. But once she got married, it's through her head. I am her head. You women in here that are married, your husband is your head. So you have, the Lord says, you have to submit to your husband in all things. So most women don't see this. So Cheryl certainly didn't see it. And I said, woman, what do you not understand when God says you are to submit to me in all things? So I said, when you need prayer, you come to your husband, your head, and I go to the Father in the name of Jesus for you. And I said, then he will hear if we take the proper chain. She said, well, I didn't know that. I said, well, it don't make any difference whether you know it or not. It's still there. See, Leviticus 5:17 makes a statement. Leviticus 5:17, Dave will put this on the board on here for us. Leviticus 5:17, and I want you to see what it says here. For if a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he knows it not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his iniquity. Does God hold you accountable for the word, whether you know it or not? Yes, he does. Don't you think it'd be a good idea to read this thing? I mean, we do a lot less things wrong when we read the book, don't we, Jack? Absolutely, yeah. Well, see, Cheryl didn't know that. And so I told her, I said, honey, you got to repent and tell God. So she looked up at 2:00 in the morning, pitch black in our bedroom, says, Lord, I'm sorry, I repent. I didn't know this. So she said, Lord, I'm so sorry. Now I ask you to forgive me. And so I said, that's good. He's forgiven you. And I reached over and laid my hand on her stomach and said, in the name of Jesus. And what happened, honey? Instantly healed her. I mean, he instantly healed her. Now, does God have a way of doing things? Did he put it in the book? Yes. Does he accept anything else? No. You know, and so if God says that, now let's go back to 1 Peter 3, right quick there, verse 7 and 8. We'll go on down a couple more verses. We were at verse 6. We'll go down to 7 and 8. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Now, the problem I've come to realize, the reason so many people are sick and have so many problems in their family life, they men have never learned to deal with their husbands, their wives, I mean, according to knowledge. Now then, guys, if God told you to love your wife, should you get her a birthday card? Sure you should. Should you get her an anniversary gift? Yes. Should you take her out to dinner or something on her birthday or on an anniversary? Yes. Does it really make any difference whether you go out or not? You know, at our house, Cheryl says, will you take me out for my anniversary? She doesn't say our anniversary. She says my anniversary. So I take her out for her anniversary. But it makes her happy.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.